兄弟姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
你若上帝的心爱兄弟姊妹得到什么款的生活呢？
You know, what kind of life does God want people to have?
其实圣经在上帝旨意里面爱你跟我拢过一个喜乐的生活。
You know, in the Bible it says that God wants you and I to have a joyful life.
因为其实上帝爱大家人拢真欢喜的过生命。
In fact, God wants everyone to have a happy life.
所以你若看圣经的时阵，常常伊讲到什么啊？有福的人什么？有福的人是什么？
In fact, you can see the Bible says a lot of times, blessed are the so and so.
亲像讲伫耶稣伫登山宝训内面讲到八福，然后伊讲哀哭的人有福咯。迄个福本身是指到你的生命真喜乐、真满足的意思。
For example, in the Beatitudes on the Sermon of the Mount, Jesus said, "Blessed are the are those who mourn." And this blessed means happiness and joy.
So that
means God wants you and I to have happy lives.
And
so let me ask you a question. Can you and I rejoice always? Can we?
我现在看到有人点头，也有人摇头。
There are some who nod and some who shake their heads.
那假使你讲无
，If you say no, we can't.
然后我就问另外一道问题。
Then I'm to ask another question.
什么问题呢
？Which is，
是不是上帝叫咱做一个无可能的代志
？Does God did God command us to do something impossible？
因为你讲，咱就常常喜乐是上帝爱咱做，对不
？Because we say that rejoicing always is what God wants us to do.
然后你讲讲，我现在我无法当常常喜乐。
And then we say it's impossible to rejoice always. So did God command us to do something impossible?
所以我问上帝叫咱做，咱有法当做未？有法。
Let me ask you, can we fulfill this command? Yes, we can.
所以咱要怎样？
So how do we do this?
圣经里面保罗讲到基督徒生活里面，伊讲几项，今仔讲头一项啦，你啊。
You know, in the verse today, the Bible, Paul said several ways that we should do this.
他说要常常喜乐，对不？
Today we will dwell on the first thing, rejoice always.
来来来，三十七好不？
Let us read again.
几字啊？
How many words is it?
五字啊。
Five words, two words in
English. 读起来哈，来，一、二、三，要常常喜乐。
Two words in English, rejoice always.
啊，英文更加简单呐， rejoice always.两字啊，汉文几字？五字啊。然后无论两字啊、五字，咱直接读好无？来，一、二、三，
着
常常喜乐。来，记载着常常喜乐。然后，请你甲你的对比的对隔壁的人讲，着常常喜乐。解括一下好无
？Tell the person beside you, rejoice always.
啊，着来个，着常常喜乐。
Have the person beside you tell him, rejoice always.
那假使伊的面那是苦瓜面哦，你甲解讲，要常常喜乐。
If he looks really sad and bitter, then tell him rejoice always.
Okay, 来，什么叫做常常喜乐？当咱未讲到怎样常常喜乐以外，咱先来思想什么是常常喜乐。
So before we go into how we can rejoice always, let us dwell on what is rejoicing.
喜乐本身是一个感觉。
Joy is a feeling.
其实上帝创造人有理性。
That when God made
rational.
Oh, when God made man, there was the rational part.
所以人本身的思想。
There is an intellect of man.
但是上帝创造人除了思想以外，人有感性。
But other than intellect, God made man with feelings.
所以那个喜乐是属于人的里面，那个感性那一方面。
So joy is part of the feelings, that sphere of the human being.
所以你讲到这个人真喜乐，代表这个人的心中是什么？有那个快感，那个快乐的感觉。
So if someone is rejoicing, then he has that joy, that happiness in him.
但是呢，你讲要常常喜乐是什么
？But to rejoice always.
然后咱就了解这个人的里面的喜乐。我有欢喜，常常有两个原因会让咱在迄个所在袂欢喜。
We have to understand the two things that often prevent us from rejoicing always.
头先是外在的环境。
First is external circumstances.
咱就讲外在的环境，这个是其中一个让咱无法当欢喜。
External influence often prevents us from rejoicing.
当然，外口的环境也是有损影响，让咱来欢喜。
Although of course external circumstances may also make us happy sometimes.
所以咱就看到原来外在的环境、外在的代志哦，会让咱欢喜，佮袂欢喜。
So we can see that external circumstances can affect us greatly whether we rejoice or not. For example, if you drive your brand new BMW out today, and as you exit the door,
a jeepney
just comes along and then crashes straight into your car.
Let me ask you,
would you rejoice?
Huh?
Would you?
Wow.
It would be really hard to rejoice in that. So external circumstances will affect our feelings. Once I joined a summer camp of the YGC. I was a speaker then. And there was another person who was a counselor in the camp. This is an acquaintance of mine. He came late by a day. And as I saw him when he came to the camp, he was completely changed. He was radiant. I said, something good must have happened to this person. So I asked him, so what happened? And he told me, I asked the girl to be my girlfriend, and she said yes, and so he was radiant that camp.
He
told me my girlfriend finally responded.
So you
can see that external circumstances can affect our feelings.
But
of course, you and I in this world, we will receive these influences.
If someone
tells Kai that he looks very good today, he would be happy. This is something natural. Because if someone praises you, you will be happy. Someone insults you to your face, would you be happy? So we see that rejoicing is a feeling.
But
these feelings are often influenced by the external circumstances. But other than external influence, there is something else that influences our rejoicing, which is internal. This is like feelings inside. For example, some things have passed long ago. For example, someone has hurt you long ago. 40 years ago, someone hurt you. Every time you see that person, your heart just gets frustrated all over again. Sometimes you don't even see him, you just think of that person, and you just get totally annoyed. That's not external anymore, is it?
But
it was long ago. But inside your heart, also influences our rejoicing. Someone invited me to a birthday party. There was a woman who was celebrating her 80th birthday. There were around six to seven children who were celebrating their mom's birthday.
Of course,
everyone was dressed in red as Chinese custom requires. So it was a festive occasion. So I also said congratulations.
I said
happy birthday, and I'm happy that your kids are all together with you today. But you know, this woman, she told me something. Which is, she just sighed. My husband is gone. My spouse is already gone.
So even
amidst the festivities, she was still sighing there. Of course, the external circumstances are happy then.
But
internally, she was still missing her husband, and so she wasn't that happy.
And
so she was being controlled by her inner emotions.
So
what does it mean to rejoice always?
常常喜乐, 你注意听,
and you look at it carefully. Rejoicing always.
你无和外在环境，甲你内在的心境控制了你。
Rejoicing always means not being controlled by either external circumstances or your inner emotions.
我还是这样说,
or, rejoicing must transcend your external circumstances and your own emotions.
所以换句话说,
so in other words,
无论你外在的环境再也不会影响到你欢喜,
whatever your external circumstances are, it doesn't affect your rejoicing.
然后也不会影响到因为你内在的心境让你来不欢喜,
whatever thoughts you're harboring inside, it also doesn't affect your joy.
你是不是代表这个人没感情啊?
So does it mean this person loses all feeling?
是不是这个变成茶头啊?
Is this apathy then?
你知道做团队人很艰苦就是在这儿。
You know, sometimes being a pastor, we have difficulties in
this point. 因为我们的情感很艰苦。
It's hard to manage our emotions.
因为有时候去复习处了，等着就走去复习日。
Sometimes in a course of a day, you have to attend a funeral service maybe and then go straight to a wedding. Sometimes as you're celebrating a wedding with someone and then suddenly we get called to a funeral home.
So our
emotions just swerve back and forth. What does the Bible say?
You
must rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. So it is really hard to swerve back and forth with mourning with those who mourn and rejoicing would be happy. So someone suggested, if you're a pastor and you don't want to go crazy, you have to do,
对这个人的生活里面有淡薄隔离, detach.
You have to detach yourselves from the lives of the people.
但是你若越attach，你越接触越近， 你受到他影响，你也罪。
Because the more attached you are, the more involved you are in the people's lives, the more affected you get.
但是我问你，团队人会做attach还是detach？
But then again, I ask you, should a pastor be attached or detached?
你都
You have to involve yourself as a pastor. You can't just detach yourself from the people.
So sometimes,
you know, we mess up.
Sometimes
we go to a wedding.
And
then suddenly someone dies.
And
you go to the funeral home and you say, hey, congratulations.
Sometimes
we just mess it up in our heads. And you know, sometimes pastors just say random stuff. You know, once there was a pastor who was hosting a wedding. And he said to the bride, would you like to accept this person as your personal Lord and Savior? And so the bride was shocked. Because the pastor was used to spreading the gospel.
He
said, would you like to accept this man as your savior? And the bride laughed and the pastor was like, oh great, I messed up. Sometimes emotions are hard to manage. But the Bible tells us to rejoice always. What does this mean?
This means that God has
allowed you to
產生迄個快樂嘅感覺。
This means that God is able to give us a joy which transcends external circumstances and internal feelings.
所以兄弟姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
上帝會讓你常常喜樂。
God will give you a way to rejoice always.
上帝愛你愛我常常喜樂。
God wants you to rejoice always.
問題要怎樣？
But how?
聖經講什麼？來，
what does the Bible say again?
五字。
Five words, two words in English.
啊，來五字。
Let's read together, two words.
來，一、兩、三，對，常常喜樂。
Rejoice always.
繼續，對，常常喜樂。
Always.
所以原來頭一方面，你有法當常常喜樂，你就創什麼？
And so the first point, how do you rejoice always? What do you have to do?
他講對。
You have to.
這裡是命令。
This is a, if you read the verse, this is a command.
你就按你做。
You have to always rejoice.
我就按你做的时阵。
You say I have to do this.
我只有做一项。
There is something I have to do.
是接受还是不接受？
If I already have to do this, all I can choose is whether to accept it or not.
既然是一个命令，我只有接受还是不接受。
It's already a commandment. You just choose to accept it or not.
这代表什么？
So what does this mean?
原来要常常喜乐，是一个意志的问题。
In order to rejoice always, it is a method of, it is a matter of will.
是一意志的问题。
This is a matter of will.
是你得喜乐，你有法当喜乐。
If you have to, if you want to rejoice, you can.
所以保罗讲，得常常喜乐，你得安尼。
This is a choice. You have to choose to rejoice.
Okay, 我要解释淡薄。
And so let me expound on this a bit.
因为当一个人要喜乐无喜乐，我头先啊讲到迄个外在环境，讲到迄个内在心境。
Whether or not a person is rejoicing, we already went through the influences externally and internally.
所以代表一个人哦。伊要欢喜无欢喜，那是看外在环境甲内在的心境的时阵，伊就落伫一个被动的状态。
We see that when a person is being influenced by circumstances or their feelings, they are already in a passive state.
所以变作我伫被动的内面。
They are in a passive state.
我这个物件影响我。
Because I am being influenced by these circumstances.
我欢喜，因为伊。
I am happy because someone does good to me.
这个最不好事，我不欢喜。
If someone messes up and hurts me, I am disappointed.
所以我在一个被动的状态。
So I am being influenced. I am passive.
所以我在何常常何足的物件控制了我。
So I am being controlled by all these.
对不？有时阵是外在，有时阵是内在，伊拢控制了我。
Whether it's external or internal, I am being controlled by these emotions.
但是佮讲，你就常常喜乐的时阵。
But when the Bible says rejoice always,
咱唔是伫被动的状态咯。
We shouldn't be in a passive state.At that point, we have to decide before God, I want to rejoice always. This is will. Instead of being passive, we have to choose an active state. Because when you are active, you will make a way.
你知有缘人出来人计心。
You know, sometimes when people lose loved ones.
然后我看到有缘人哦，哎呀，规世人就是消沉，搁再消沉。
Some people just get depressed and more depressed.
然后因为
伊何
这个物件影响我继续落去。
Because they're influenced by the loss of a loved one.
然后我看到有某款人伊唔是安尼。
But there are other people.
然后伊跟我讲一句话，有缘人伊出来人计心，伊跟我讲一句话。
There are people who have just lost loved ones and they tell me.
伊讲生命嘛是得继续做落去。
They say life.Must go on.
对不？我得 move on.
I have to move on.
我得 move on. 伊等于讲我要 move on， 我要 go on 的时阵，代表已经干呐，有一个立志。
When they mention life going on, they already made a point there.
我要行落去。
I will go on.
所以你看雅各书头一章啊。
You know when you read in James chapter 1?
伊雅各书头一章伊讲啥物啊？当你落伫百般的试炼中，就当作喜乐。
It says, consider it pure joy when you encounter trials of many kinds.
所以这句话代表讲，原来咱遇到代志开始的时，咱遇到代志，咱真自然无爽，有影无？
So this verse shows us that when we meet trials, when we naturally feel discomforted.
但是我也爱伊迄个字 consider 这里。
But there's a beautiful word there, consider it.
你将伊当作
consider it.
Considering it as joy means that you know it's not a happy thing, but you choose to consider it joy.
This
is already a shift in perspective.
Let
me give some illustrations. Sorry, today's my illustrations may involve bad wives. In a Greek philosopher once had a very bad wife. Once this philosopher had a friend over. And as they were chatting, from the second floor, the philosopher's wife started just shouting and yelling. Some wives just like to nag, but no, this is different. She was yelling and screaming. She didn't even respect her husband at that point. Her husband had a friend over at that time. But this philosopher just went on, kept on chatting. But after a while, the wife did another drastic thing. He got a basin of water and just threw it down from the second floor. So let me ask you. Let's say we're the philosophers. If your wife did this, what would you do?
Joseph,
what would you do? Throw it back up. This philosopher said something interesting. He just told his friend. Because the friend was watching him, of course, just waiting to see his reaction. This philosopher told his friend, that's how the world works. After thunder comes the rain. After the thunder, the rain must come. And if it rains, you get wet. That's it. That's life. And in Christian history, we have a famous evangelist. This was a circuit rider and an itinerant preacher.
John Wesley.
His name was John Wesley, you may know him. John Wesley. Apparently his wife was a terrible one. Not all pastors' wives are the best. He had a really bad wife. Someone asked John Wesley, if you have such a bad wife, how do you still carry on your evangelism? How did Wesley respond?
It's
because I have such a bad wife that I became an itinerant preacher. Because he didn't want to stay home. So he just went out to the circuits and preached. Sometimes you just need another perspective to view things. Because if you decide to rejoice, you will see things differently. If you reject rejoicing, you choose to be controlled by your circumstances, then your perspective will darken everything you see. And what does the Bible say? Have to rejoice always. This is a choice. You choose to rejoice. So Paul says, yes, you have to rejoice always. Because this is a way. Because this is a way to escape our problems.
So this
is the first command of Paul. You have to rejoice always. And to do this, you have to choose to rejoice. Secondly, when the command was given, rejoice always, the fact that the command had to be given means that man naturally doesn't rejoice always.
因为人本身, 哦, 活在这世界里面, 咱常常受到外在影响。
It is naturally difficult because man is always being influenced by external circumstances.
所以呢，咱无法当地地伫顺境的内面。
So we can't always be happy.
对不？无可能地地伫顺境咧。
Can't always just stay calm.
然后咱有顺伫逆境咧。
Sometimes we go through difficulty.
然后并且中国人讲什么？人生不如意的代志十之八九。就代表我活在这个世界里面，偌济偌济困难问题。
Means that there is so many. The Chinese have a saying mentioning how difficult life is.
所以代表我，你若要欢喜，你永远欢喜无来，因为十项代志里面八九项计歹个嘛。
That means you can't really be happy because there are many problems in life.
所以你，伊讲你就常常安尼。
But when you say you must always,
代表伊保罗已经看清楚一项。
Paul has already made clear a point.
代表人本身无法当常常。
That man naturally doesn't rejoice always.
所以咱就看透一项什么
？And so what must we do?
看清楚世界各项代志，无顺顺常常未改变。
We have to see the world. We have to perceive the world as it is.
无法通完全无改变。
We shouldn't see the world as never changing because that's impossible.
世界各项物件在改变。
Everything changes.
你今天有这个物件，你欢喜。
What you have today, you are rejoiced over it.
你明仔碰不起，你个就不欢喜。
Might lose it tomorrow, and you get sad all over again.
所以你无法当常常喜乐。
You can't rejoice always.
所以既然是安尼
，But since the world is always changing,
那应该就看透。
Then we have to see through this.
看透什么
？What must we do?
看清楚世界无大。无达项物件未改变。
We have to correctly see the world as always changing.
达项在变。
Nothing stays the same.
我看真侪青年人在聊耍。
A lot of young people as they're courting or dating.
聊当者，佮在无去。
And then they lose the.
哇，感觉要死要死要自杀咯。
And then they get really heartbroken. They're considering suicide.
然后看到有另外一个人聊伊，哦，佮在心佮在起来，无要死咯。
Another man comes along, and then suddenly they're happy all over again.
哎呀，所以伊后尾伊个心情也艰苦，都起过落，佮起过落，也艰苦，你知无
？So it is incredibly difficult to have such an emotional roller coaster.
因为吼，人无法当代表，永未改变。
Because man cannot be unchanging. Man always changes.
人会变未
？Do people change?
会变未
？Do they?
诶
，Yes, they do.
物件会变未
？Will things change? Objects?
诶
，Yes.
钱会变未
？Does money change?
诶
，Yes.
Natasha 姐姐
Natasha is right here.
我今天给孟安呢。
You know, as I greeted him, greeted her earlier.
因为因到这礼拜是火烧啊。
Recently there was a fire this past week there.
至少我感谢主，伊无火烧起，烧起今天伊未在家。
We thank God that she's still here, safe and sound.
我就问伊讲，你情形怎样
？So I asked her how is it going.
伊讲伊真侪衫。
She said many of her possessions, her clothes, were burned away.
So,
thank God that she still has clothes to wear today. But the clothes that were burned were mostly for work.
So, we can
see that everything in life changes. Everything is always changing. So when we understand this, then we can see two points. First, you have to prepare your heart that everything changes. Secondly, you will choose not to rely on the things that change.Two points. First, you must prepare yourselves that everything changes. Secondly, you must choose not to depend on these things. So when we're not relying on these things, whatever happens, you're ready for it. So you wouldn't be controlled by your circumstances.
你知人活在这世界里面就是安尼。
You know, when man in this world, that's life.
你知影去年美国选举
？You know, last year,
Hillary 伤心到要死要死。
Presidential election in the states, and Hillary Clinton was quite disappointed.
因为吼，伊未想到 Trump 会赢。
She couldn't have imagined that Trump would have won.
我今仔日注意一个物件，我今仔。
But as I noticed something today.
我要注意，我日到了，我要去看新闻。
You know, later, I will have to go and watch the news.
因为今天是香港 要选举行政长官。
Today, Hong Kong is electing its chief executive.
然后现在有三个。
There's three of them, three candidates right now. This is the there's a woman, Carrie Lam.
另外一个是詹的。
And there's John Chang.
然后第三个是姓何的。
And there's Wu Kok Hing.
然后这三个哈，罗美的哈，无机会了啦。
The third of these basically lost already.
所以我相信哦，这个鹅哦，选无选乌不要紧，因为在输了啦，你明白
吗？
你看到了，你看到了。
So Wu basically saw that he had already lost his chance in the election.
然后今仔我要看的是个，但这个是甜的赢，还是是真的赢
？So basically, the election today is between Tang and Lam.
然后真侪人讲甜的赢。
Many people say the Lam would win.
然后这里真的不赢
，and Tang wouldn't。
那假使今仔日暗波那效果出来吼，会变作一个 Hillary Trump 的代志，你知无
？So if the results come out, I'm really sure it would end up similar to the Hillary and Trump election。
就是我感觉讲，哎呀，你感觉这个也水，这个我会得到，到落尾你无你也艰苦，你知无
？Sometimes when you're so expectant that this would win or that, and then you don't, it's hard。
我最近我问转的丈夫
，Recently I asked some husbands，
我你不想讲你的太太40年后变什么 table？
Have you ever thought what your wife would look like 40 years from now？
啊，你不问这道问题不
？Have you ever asked yourself that？
啊，你不问讲我太太看手50年后伊什么 table？
Or 50 years from now， what would my wife look like by then？
啊，你现在看你太太啊，看什么面
？I look at your wife right now。
What
does she look like? What would she look like after 50 years? Would she look that good after 50 years? Is that even possible? If you think that your wife would never change from their marriage day until 50 years later, I believe something. You will be awfully disappointed by then.
Because
it's impossible. But when you're thinking, she is definitely going to change. And then she changes and you're happy because you expected it. So it's okay. She changes. This is a readying yourselves.
所以你又唔是话靠伊水无水嚟听伊。
So you're not, your love doesn't depend on whether or not she looks good.
那无你会胖无去。
Because you would lose your love sooner or later.
所以兄弟姊妹，原来吼，迄个咩，常常喜乐除了骨子以外。
So we see other than choosing joy.
所以咱就了解无半项物件，无论钱财，无论物质，无论是人，拢会改变。
We must also understand that everything in life, whether people or possessions, everything changes. An event has a very good, is imprinted in my memory. Sister Sabet's father.
Then,
Someone once told me the news before that Brother Si Lam had already was struck by a falling beam as he was walking. And so I rushed the hospital. I saw him, he was bleeding profusely. He hadn't passed away by then. And as he was entering the CT scan,
I believe that this thing suddenly came, his feelings
I believe that because it was so sudden, it's so hard on emotions.
对不？当咱来假设咱知影人生的无去，所以你若一个人破病真久吼，哎呀，一死讲不要紧，不知影了，差不多了。
And that's the reason.
因为迄个是有心理的弊病。
It's the reason when people are sick for a long time before they pass away, we accept it more readily because we're ready.
因为咱看得到，咱知影伊的病。
Because we had been expecting it for a while.
忽然间的，迄个咱完全无心理怎么样？
But the sudden passings are those that we don't prepare for.
对不？所以呢，当咱要被喜乐的时候，咱都看透一点。
So when we want to rejoice always, there is something we must see here.
那看透会变的物件。
We have to notice that everything in the world changes. And we should choose not to depend on these changing things. When you rely on the world, this ever-changing world, you will never be happy.
所以呢，这是第二项咱 彼此三个勉励。
Well, this is the second point that we must accept.
头一个叫什么？
First,
这是一个意志。
This
is a choice. So,
this is a choice. You have to choose joy.
第二样是看透，无半项物件未改变。
Secondly, perceiving the world as always changing. Everything changes.
啊，变了，甲讲你想未变，你就苦。
After it changes, and you'll be ready.
第三
，Third,
保罗讲你就常常喜乐。
Now, Paul said you must rejoice always.
喜乐是感觉嘛。
So joy is a feeling.
对不？然后你被苦会改变，你永远无欢喜嘛。
So if you're relying on things that change, you'll never be happy.
所以你就挖苦，咦，迄个未改变的，甲我当何里喜乐
？So the one you must rely on is the never changing.
迄个是上帝。
That is God.
所以你难道以上帝最咱的欢喜
？We must let God, the immutable God, to be our joy.
是未改变的上帝，正最咱的欢喜。
This never changing God must be a source of our joy.
上帝未变。
God never changes.
大项物件拢会变。
Everything else does.
其实咱会变。
In fact, we change.
我这礼拜拜过最强代志。
This past Friday, I did something.
我伫 office 内边咧备份。
I was in the office and I was preparing.
然后咧备份信息，然后忽然间，我去备份另外一项代志。
But I was preparing our message. I decided to go and prepare something else for a change.
备份什么呢
？Which was?
备份我若过身的时阵，对书会要创啥？
I was wondering, I thought about it. If I ever died, I mean, if I die, what would happen at my funeral service? Not your funerals, but my own funerals. If I pass away, what do I want to happen at my funeral service? So as I thought about it, I took some notes. I still haven't finished my notes, but I was writing. I wrote down something.
我讲，我若要过身的时阵，对书会落尾，我要唱两块歌。
One day when I pass at the end of my funeral service, there are two songs I want to be sung.
头一块歌我要唱的 ，The Holy City.
First, The Holy City.
啊，这个 Holy City 的这个内容哦
，The Holy City, this song's lyrics.
又讲到这个世界，这个过亚罗萨丁的过去。
This song's lyrics speak of the world, Jerusalem, the old Jerusalem passing away. But then we will see the new Jerusalem. If you want to listen to this song,
YouTube, type the Holy City.
Go to YouTube, type in the Holy City, and you'll find it. And it shows that the world will pass away one day. Only the new Jerusalem, the new city of God will last forever. But then I also want, and so through this, I want to show a message. That what this body dwells in will pass. But the new Jerusalem will never pass away.
So
if, when I die, this is a song that I want. The second song
is called No More Night.
It's a song called No More Night. Once again, you can go search it up on YouTube. These are two beautiful songs.
This No More Night is what?
So No More Night, what does it talk about?
This song is No More Night. 到落尾，伫新的耶路撒冷，伫上帝国度内面，偌水的讲代志。
Speaks of heaven in the New Jerusalem in God's new kingdom. There's a beautiful
image. 当然，伫迄个所在无目屎、无痛苦、无病痛。
Of course, at that time there would be no tears or pain.
但是我感觉有一个更加水的物件。
But there is something even more beautiful.
是上帝底下作用。
That God will be king once again there.
伫耶路撒冷内面，耶稣。
In the New Jerusalem, Jesus is King. That means Jesus never changes. He will always be there. Doesn't matter what I strive to reach in this life. It means nothing. What I do doesn't matter. What is most beautiful is God being King. So as I went home, I told my wife, Hensi. Hensi. If I die, these two songs must be sung at the end of the service. I haven't finished the others. But so I asked Hensi, What if you die? What do you want me to do?
我就問你死咗嗰啲咩？
If you go first, what do you want me to do?
然後佢就講一句話。
And she told me.
佢講你知嘛？我已經寫了一啲詩。
You know, I actually wrote a song already.
然後我寫了一啲新嘅歌。
I wrote a brand new song.
And now, 即係我要死嘅時候，我要對上，我要對書會唱嘅咯。
I have a brand new original song for my own funeral. And I forgot to ask where she kept that song.
She
suddenly goes, I have no idea where it is. So I told her, you know, you should probably tell me where it is. So you see, everything in the world changes, doesn't
it?
Friends change, family change, parents change, everything changes.
神不会变。
Only God never changes.
等等，以上帝最坏快乐的事。
And if God becomes our joy,
这个不会改变的上帝是坏欢喜的事。
If the never changing God is a source of our joy,
那这个坏满足啊。
And He is our satisfaction.
其他都剩什么呀？
And what is everything else?
我一拜问一个姊妹。
Once I asked the sister in church.
那我就问伊讲，哎。你有爱牵手无？
I asked her, "Would you? Do you like to be married? Do you want to be married?"
然后伊讲，你看到我问伊讲，你看到真侪人牵手，你爱无？
She said, "You see, you've seen many people get married. Do you want to be the same?"
伊无答我。
She didn't answer me.
然后我继续问伊一道问题。
So I asked another question.
然后你看到真侪人牵手，你无牵手，你有欢喜无？
If you see other people getting married, but you're still not married, do you feel happy? And so she said, I am happy.
Okay.
I said, okay. She said, I'm okay because when God is my joy, then what does all this matter? She said, if God gives me a partner in the future, then that's okay. If not, then that's okay as well. We often think, if I have this one thing, I will be happy.
Brothers
and sisters, if we hinge our joy on one thing we want to achieve, even when you get it, we probably wouldn't be happy. Because only God will be your and my eternal joy.
So, you know, You
can go sing Holy City, No More Night. And you'll understand the beauty of the eternal God. Brothers and sisters, what does God want us to be? We shouldn't go through life always worrying and frowning. God wants us to live a happy life. How? Three ways. First, choose joy. You have to make a choice. Make a choice. Secondly, see the world as it is. See the world that it always changes. Everything changes. And let us make it clear that God is our joy. God will always be our eternal satisfaction. So I believe when we do all of these, then we can say, I rejoice always. Tell the person beside you once again, rejoice always. Tell the people in front of you and behind you as well. Rejoice always. We thank God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, so often in this life we put our joy in all the wrong things. We think our joy comes from our friends or our family or our possessions, our money. But ultimately, what are all these compared to you? Whom have we in heaven but you, Lord? May you always be the source of our joy. May you always be our joy, so that our souls may always be satisfied. Many times we are worrying, we may go through the valley of the shadow of death, but we know that you are with us, and your staff and rod comfort us. So may you always be with us, Lord, and always
help us be aware that you are with us and you are our joy. All this we pray in Christ's precious name. Amen.